Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Something More. It's funny because I have a podcast studio in my house and I shoot all of my S-tier investing content in my studio. And for this podcast, because it's more of like a personal podcast for me and I get to be creative and more spiritual and just more unapologetically who I am, right? I just strip the business out of this content. I like shooting in my kitchen. So I'm shooting here where I feel most creative, where I feel most inspired, and where it feels like I can be the most me. So welcome. On this episode, it's so funny because I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey since I last spoke on this podcast. And I'm also going to intertwine what Something More means to me and how I think looking for something more has really changed. It really has, not the podcast. I'm just talking about actually looking for something more in my life. That meaning has changed. And it's because I have finally stepped into a place where I don't feel like I have abandoned certain pieces of me. And because of that, which we're gonna get all into what that means and how it applies to business and all that stuff. But because of that, I finally feel fulfilled and I finally don't feel like I'm looking for more. And so I want to rewind back to 4 years ago when I was looking for more, when I was really in a place where I felt unfulfilled. But most of all, I was confused. And I was confused because I had everything. I had a great career. I had a great family. I was living in one of the biggest, most successful cities in the world. I was working on products that are super innovative. I was working for one of the most prestigious companies. And I still wasn't happy. And that's actually what started this whole journey for me. So I can rewind back to that moment in time. And it's funny because doing so much spiritual work on myself and healing work and working with a therapist and doing a lot of somatic work and really creating the space for myself to understand what I truly want. And most importantly, who I truly want to become was the space that started it all. And so on this episode, I want to talk about what it actually means to look for something more and how it's much more than investing in short-term rentals, how it's so much more than building a business, how it's so much more than money or financial freedom. And yes, I talk about those things on my other podcasts. Yes, I have built a mentorship around those things. And those things are fantastic, right? They give us flexibility. They give us access to certain lifestyles. They give us more time, depending on the different routes that we take. But I want to talk about the foundation of what looking for more actually means and why you are looking for more, okay? Because there's a very big difference with that feeling that's coming up, right? That's kind of pushing you to explore and take different actions and the output of that, which is business and money and all the things that we tend to look for. And it's interesting because on a surface level, we look for those things, right? We think the money is going to help us. We think the job, the next phase in our career is going to help us. We think that those are the answers. But I can tell you, as someone who has truly had it all from the financial aspect of things, looking for something more is, I mean, there are so many layers to this, guys. So on that note, welcome to this episode and let's dive in. So I want to take you guys back to 3 years ago. And as I mentioned, right, I was in that place, I was in the height of my career, but I couldn't figure out what I wanted. And it was this feeling of emptiness that really bled into other pieces of my life, right? It wasn't just about Apple. It was about what happened when I came home from Apple after 5 p.m., right, where I felt really lonely. It was about how I had no fulfillment in any of my relationships, okay? Like I was dating with emptiness. I was dating with a mask on. I was dating leading with this career persona that I had, it, it bled into hobbies, right? I didn't have any hobbies. I didn't have ways to express myself. It bled into how I thought of having fun. Like, I didn't actually know how to have fun at the height of my career. And it's funny because as adults, like, we lose touch with that side of ourselves. Like, how do you have fun? Is it music? Is it playing the guitar? Is it playing with your kids? Like, what does that look like? And I couldn't answer that question. And I had worked so hard towards this idea of a persona of who I was, right? Like, I wanted to be this prestigious person that worked for Apple, and I wanted to have X amount of money in my bank, and I wanted to be Miss Independent. And I had all those things. So I had all those things, and I felt wildly empty. And it's almost like I had no color in my life. It's so funny because now that I've done so much work on myself and I have explored so many different sides of me, good and bad. Okay, good and bad, because this journey is not for the weak, and this journey is not filled with rainbows and butterflies all the time, right? Like, I consider my journey of looking for something more to be very spiritual. And whether or not you're spiritual, that's completely fine. You don't need to be spiritual. Does it matter if you are? I'm just sharing my experience, right? I look back at that journey and I felt like I had no color. And what does that mean? It felt like everything was black and white. Like, I was this person who had all these things, but then what? Right? But then what? That was the sentence I was trying to fill out. And career advancement wasn't going to do it. Money could have done it, but it was really lifestyle. And the thing that became scary for me, or more so in question for me, was that I didn't know how to live another life. Like, if I didn't have all these things, then what did I have? And that's a question that's very deep. And it's a question that has taken many years for me to answer. But that was where I was living. I was living from that place of black and white. And I went on my journey, right? I'll never forget it. It was my birthday. It was my 26th birthday. And it was during COVID, and you guys probably remembered this. It was March 21st. That was the day that the stock market crashed. This was like right when COVID hit, when everyone was like quarantining. It was just the start. Like, we were 2 weeks in, guys. And it was my birthday, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I took my car. I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I drove to this beach. I don't remember what beach it was, but it was near Santa Cruz. I just remember feeling so empty. Like, it's my 26th birthday. It's quarantine. I felt depressed. The stock market had tanked. A lot of people lost money. And I think there was just like a lot of fear in this world. And it forced me to turn inwards. I hadn't connected with other sides of myself because I was so focused on career for however long. I don't know. At that point, it was like 6-7 years. That I started to kind of wonder what I wanted to do with my time. And my time, quarantine time, right? When we were all working from home and losing our minds. And so I started to get creative, started to look at ways that I could make money as a side hustle. And this had nothing to do with the financial aspect of things for me. Like, I wasn't going to quit my job. It wasn't even in the books at the time. But this was just like, I need to explore something else that is not career. So I looked into making a handbag business because I was really into leather work at the time. I looked into Amazon dropship. Like, I was looking at all these different ways because I wanted to explore entrepreneurship. I wanted to know what it felt like to own something of my own and truly feel like I was on a more fulfilling path, but I didn't know what that meant. So That was the journey that started everything. That was the first time in years that I had really listened to myself and I had really asked my body and my heart, like, what do I actually want? And it was a very depressing day, guys. I mean, you could just picture it. I drove my car to a beach by myself. I cried. I had no cell service up there, so it was really. It was a moment that I look back in time, and it was the moment that started it all. And so when I started this podcast, it's so interesting. I have been on a very big self-discovery journey, spiritual journey, journey of discovering my own independence and what I like, exploring my inner child, going back in history, in how I was raised and understanding why I like certain things, understanding different parts of my personalities. I have been on that journey since that day. Since around that time, I have been discovering who I am. And that's why I say right now my world has so much color, because I've done all the work. I've done a lot of healing work. I've done a lot of work on myself to be okay with feeling vulnerable, to be okay with understanding the spectrum of all my emotions, to be okay with discovering different parts of me that have nothing to do with business. And something more, when we're looking for something more, I just want to be clear. When we're looking for something more, we are looking to discover certain pieces of ourselves that haven't been discovered yet. That's truly the basis of why you feel the way that you feel and why I felt the way that I felt. Because we haven't given ourselves space. And when I say space, I mean energetically. When I say space, I mean tell other people that we're exploring different things or that we're looking for more or that we're on a journey within ourselves. I say that because it's so important to do that, because you will confuse people around you. I definitely pissed some people off leaving Apple, and not from the perspective of like I pissed my boss off. I'm talking about because I wasn't fulfilled in a job that many people were fulfilled in, where many people looked at themselves and attached their identity to their levels of success. I wasn't happy with that. And because I wasn't happy with that, I triggered other people. I was the black sheep leaving that dream job for many people and building my own business. And so when you're on this path, it's really important that you give yourself that space to figure out what you want, that you share with others around you, that you're on this path of looking for who you are, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. And you will lose friends and you will lose people around you, and you'll discover that you don't like things anymore and that you do like a lot of things that maybe you didn't like before. And that's okay, because you're transforming and you're redefining you. And so when we're looking for more, it's really just a journey that is just starting to give our world color and to explore more of who we are and to gain emotional depth, to become deeply vulnerable in things that we weren't comfortable being vulnerable with before. One of the biggest things for me on this journey of something more, which I'll get into as I'm recording this podcast, is I had armored myself in work. What does that mean? That means that I had a lot of childhood trauma growing up, and I ran to business. I ran to success because it protected me, right? And it made me feel good, and it gave me stability, and it gave me financial freedom, and it gave me this feeling of prestige. And so it protected these deeper wounds, these deeper feelings that would have made me feel very vulnerable had I not had those things, had I had not had that success. And when I hit 26 on that sad day at the beach on my birthday, I realized that I had been protecting and guarding myself and building such a mass scale of success, but I still felt sad. And I still felt like I couldn't handle my own vulnerability, or I couldn't handle, you know, deeper parts of me. And I lacked a lot of intimacy within myself, my own depth of self-love, my own depth of knowing myself. I felt like I didn't know myself anymore. And it was a very confusing time period. So when we go on this path, I think we have to be kind to ourselves, and we have to accept that we are no longer who we were, and we are no longer aware or know of who we want to be, and that's okay. So when I talk about things like financial freedom and building a business and wealth, yes, I think those things are incredible, and I'm so grateful that I left my W-2 to go on this journey because it was so much more about me and I got to build the life that I wanted. But really, guys, at the end of the day, leaving my job allowed me to really understand who I was and separate success and separate prestige and career from my identity and invite all these wonderful things that I had never really experienced because I was too busy building. I was too busy working. So that actually came at a very big crossroads in my life because when I built my business, when I built TechFester, I was the busiest that I had ever been. And I was working harder than I had ever worked. But the difference was that I was building a business for myself and I wasn't building for anyone else. And when you build a business for yourself and when you're working with a team, you know, my business partner and partners now, you get very vulnerable with those people and you're building something from scratch and you're creating. It's coming from a place of creation. It's coming from a place of inspiration. It's coming from a place of building towards this new version of yourself. And if these concepts are very foreign to you and you're on this journey of more, I invite you to explore what that means for you and tell me in the comments, right? Tell me in the reviews, write to me on Instagram. I love talking about these things. The more interactive this podcast becomes, the more I'll dig deeper into my story and all the different parts to my journey. So please, please do so. And I'll take a second right now to ask for a review because I love sharing my story. I love sharing with you guys. I have no problems like sharing all these parts of myself. This is what I live for. So the more reviews, the more exposure that this podcast gets, and to be honest with you, the more help that I can provide to this world by sharing my story, the happier and more fulfilled I am. So your reviews contribute to that. But going back to what I was just talking about, yes, building a business had a lot to do with work, but I was working towards something else, guys. I wasn't working towards building an armor full of protection and running away from my traumas and building towards this level of prestige and building towards, you know, lifting my ego up. I was building to learn about myself. I was building to learn and to really fill in this gap of what something more felt like to me. And the reason why I love to talk about this particular topic is because I used to think that something more was this final destination. I thought that if I left my job at Apple and I built this real estate career and I had eight figures, that I would have all the answers and that I would be happy. And, you know, and I just kind of saw it like this A to B destination. You go from one place to the other and you land. And I'll tell you, if that's how you're thinking, that is not what it is, guys. Sorry for the spoiler alert here. It's not what it is. It's such a colorful journey with so many different pieces. And your business is a representation of you. Your business is an exact mirror of who you are. If you show up like a shitty leader in front of your team feels that. If you show up really demotivated and discouraged about what you're building or you're not inspired by what you're building, you're going to see that in your bank account. And the reason why I love building businesses, and I know that I'm a true entrepreneur at heart, is because that doesn't scare me because I'm constantly working on myself. I'm constantly filling in those gaps, right? So the whole purpose of something more and the whole feeling of something more is a beautiful invitation to discover who you truly are, the pieces of you that are suppressed, the parts of your stories that haven't been written, the success that comes from different places, different parts of you that require you to heal on a much deeper level than you've done today. It's the incredible people that you meet along the way, our soul tribe that you haven't met yet. And ultimately, it's embodying a new form of self-expression. So I plan on, and I wanted to make this first episode as me coming back to this podcast because I suppressed a big part of my spiritual side in business. And I think talking about these things makes my life so much more colorful. It makes me feel so much more fulfilled to connect with you on a deeper level, to connect with other people on a deeper level. Because yes, you know, there's Airbnb and there's success and there's the fund, but at the end of the day, connection to me is so much more valuable than just building relationships on superficial levels like money. And connecting spiritually and emotionally and sharing these stories for me allows me to be more of who I am authentically online. And showing up for myself in this way has been not only healing, but it's really, it has filled a lot of the gaps of me looking for something more. So this is an invitation for you to discover yourself. This is an invitation to step into more of the feeling, that feeling of unfulfillment, and figure out what it means for you. All right, guys, I think I'm going to end this episode right here. I don't feel called to continue. I'll make another episode with different stories and different viewpoints, but really enjoy talking about this topic, and I will see you guys on my next episode. Thanks so much.